Who's?
Yep. Okay, Kate Conrad.
I'm here.
David Van Allen.
Here.
Jonathan Berger.
Here.
Ann Johnson. Lynn Aachen.
Here.
Maria Moore. Elizabeth Rhodes Reed. John Sukup. And Julie Stoke.
Okay, so we can't approve the minutes, but we can actually, I think we could take a look at them and say, okay, do we see anything that needs to be changed? And then we can do a quick approval of those if indeed John does show up, or they can get held until next time. So did anybody have any changes to those minutes?
It might be useful under item number 5. There's a that David plans to commission his work with murals and more. Might be useful to put the last name of that person there, which is not me. I don't believe.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying, David Mayer. Yeah,
David Mayer, right?
Yep. I will add that. Good catch.
Like, oh,
I wanted it to be you.
You did?
Yeah, I'll make that update.
Anything else?
And I guess we don't want to, we found out afterwards that we couldn't provide a lift, but that's not part of our meeting minutes, right? Even though we know the answer to that question in part A, or part 4A.
Yeah, I can include that in the next minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. That's all I can find.
Yeah, I have no changes. So if John shows up, we'll do a quick vote on those. If not, we'll just hold them for the next meeting.
Okay.
Do we have any public input today?
Oh. No, there was no one who registered, and there's no one waiting.
Okay. So then let's move on to the budget for the social justice mural.
Can we turn up the volume?
I will try. Let me see if I can. Oh, yeah.
I left my hearing aids at home.
I have a hard time too.
I think where we were, and I'm sorry, you all, I meant to be back in town for this meeting, but we were sort of thinking maybe it wouldn't happen if we didn't have a quorum. And so I stayed in my office on Zoom, and I don't have my notes with me there in Cedar Rapids. I think our concern was that we didn't think the budget was sufficient.
And
I think it was Betsy and you, Lynn, who had pretty strong feelings about what that budget number wanted to be. So Lynn, do you want to jump in? And
I don't have a number. It's just that it seemed ridiculously low for such a big space and what was required. But I have no idea of what it should be. Betsy might have a better idea because.
There we go. There's John.
What's the current budget?
It had been 30.
Okay.
Is it initially what you guys had? Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, John. You're an artist, and I don't think the giant murals are your gig. We're just talking about the budget for the social justice, the Advocates for Social Justice mural. And that some people had pretty strong feelings about the, that they thought the commission for the budget for it was just way too low for the size of the work. So I don't know if you had any input on what you thought it might be rather than the $30,000 that was originally budgeted.
And the last I heard, the, because a big deal was going to be that lift, and we wasn't able to kind of provide a lift. Is that correct as of right now?
Right.
Because ideally, or has anyone looked into like what is, what's, what would that lift rental cost? I mean, is that going to be for the artists a couple thousand? Is it like, you know, 10% of that 30K amount?
Yeah, I think in the mural project that I looked at here in Iowa City, which was the two pieces that are on the outside of the old Capitol parking ramp, it was $8,000 for the lift and the cost of street closures. So part of that went to the city of Iowa City to close the street for the safety of the artists because they had the lift in the street because it's right up on Burlington Street. And the rest of it was the lift. So I would be, I would imagine that the lift was the lion's share of that cost. So, you know, I'm going to say you're talking $5,000 to $6,000 easy for just for the lift. Now we could say we're going to pay for the lift, that, that here's the commission and this, and that we'll pay for that, but I don't know how we would do that in a contract. Could we do that, Stephanie?
You know, I had talked with my boss, and I think they just really want to have kind of a, you know, a budget item. So if you guys want to go from 30 to 40,000, knowing that, you know, 5 or 6,000 might go towards a lift, there are going to be, we don't anticipate any street closure costs. There's a sidewalk there, you know, unless the lift is a lot bigger than, you know, what I envisioned there, you know, there's a grassy area there and some sidewalk. It might require a sidewalk closure, but there won't be a cost associated with that.
Okay.
Can we review exactly where this is again?
Yeah, over on First Avenue, I think Third is the intersecting street, the DoubleTree parking ramp there by the near, kind of near the skywalk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. What does ASJ stand for?
Advocates for Social Justice.
Oh, okay.
And basically, I think the thing was that we got no takers on this project.
And well, I mean, I think you guys, there were four, if not five applicants, and you guys decided to not move forward because you thought that wasn't enough applicants, was my understanding.
Yeah.
So there were applicants.
Okay. I think that's the one meeting I have missed in the whole time I've been here.
Okay. Yeah. And honestly, and I'm not sure what you guys are hoping, you know, I think it is a little more, you know, specific of a project with the, you know, Advocates for Social Justice Partnership. You know, if you're, you know, if there's only certain groups applying, that could impact the number of applicants too.
Do we know the quality of the applicants who apply? What their work was like.
Did you guys review that?
Review what?
The applicant submissions.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
You did,
yeah.
Were there any good applicants that had applied? I thought we ended up with people, we didn't feel we had good enough possibilities.
Yeah, I think we all agreed on that.
Okay.
Okay, so that tells you that we're not getting the level of quality that we want with that.
Right. Right.
so I think the final consensus was to see if we could up the budget and send it out again.
Yeah.
And try to identify some people that we wanted to send it out to.
Do we have a guideline of how much we could up it? Where's the money coming from?
The VAC budget.
Okay, so how much do we have?
There's, I believe, around 100,000 in there, but you may want to fund other projects too.
Right. And so we're, I wish I had my notes from the last couple of meetings. Sorry, you all. So we're partnering with Advocates for Social Justice. They have no money in the game here. It's just us, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. I think we need to figure out what we think a good number is.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I know on the parking ramp project, it was only about $6,000 that the artists got paid out of that whole big pot of money, because a lot of it went to all of these other things. But the woman who did it really, really wanted to do the project. It was so important to her, and she paid her, I think they were students, but she paid them some hefty amounts of the commission because she wanted to do the right thing by them. So I think it was more important to her to have the project and pay the students than to make any money herself. So, but I do need to pay them more than the $6,000.
Because currently the amount we had was 30, is that correct? I mean, do we just say, let's do 35, and knowing that 5 is going to cover this lift and possible, you know, other, that's 30,000 for, that's a good amount. Yeah, it's a big piece, but you would think we would be able to attract people for 30,000 to do a piece there.
Yeah, I'm just
knowing that.
Go ahead, John.
Oh, no, I was just, I mean, it could be something as simple as an extra 5 would be the thing that does it.
So,
you know,
in looking at this, at the budget from the Black Lives Matters murals here, that, you know, it's two murals, don't, you know, but they're sizable, but I think that the size and scope of the one that we're doing is probably close. So each of the artists, the lead artists, got paid $6,000, and so there's $18,000 right there.
Right.
So we had two artists, lead artists, and they obviously did most of the painting. And then the materials, there was $4,500 in materials. So if we think that like 10,000 of this might actually be the lift and the materials, then that would be,
that's still a, I don't know. I feel like that's a fair and a good amount for, be it man artists or a team of people to create this. Adding another 10 is that what's going to do the trick? Maybe just simply another 5 would do it. Because we would want, of course, something of quality and you know, that fits into the city and so yeah, I totally understand. It is frustrating why we haven't received the quality or the quantity of applicants, but maybe it just takes a little bit more on this next go around, and not so much the 10,000-15,000 more. I don't know why I think that. It just feels like even with the lift and the materials, okay, let's say a crazy amount, 10,000 in, you know, all total, that's still leaving 20 for the team of artists or even single person.
Yeah.
It seems fair to
do
me.
Do we want to recommend 40 then? Because Lynn, I see you looking doubtful that you think it needs a little more.
I don't know, Dawn. I just know two things. What our vision is to make Cedar Rapids the destination for art. So you get what you pay for is my philosophy. But I don't know what the dollar means. And two, I think it's in a prime location, right? I mean, everybody's going to see it. Is it not being sold on First Avenue? Is that where it is on First Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's in a prime location, and I think it's going to make a statement. And I don't think you can, I certainly don't want something that was like on the parking garage at Green Square Park. I mean, you've got murals going on around town, and they're okay, but they're nothing to jump up about. They're just things slapped on buildings as far. I mean, the ones in Newbow in Czech Village that they did were great. But some of these other ones are not so good. And I just think we have to be careful. And in order to attract an artist of the kind of quality that we want, I think you have to be careful. I mean, if you've got 100,000, I'm not saying use the 100,000, but I think at the same time, if we're only going to say, well, let's take it from 30,000 to 40,000, but we know that 10,000 of it's going to go not to the artist, you know. I don't know the number, but I think we need more of the BAC people here, and I think we need more input, even maybe from our consulting group, to give us some idea on pricing. I don't know. I think we're just pulling a number out, and we don't have enough information.
Well, I think we are going to have to the number. I think the 40,000 is probably more in the ballpark, because you're going to have to hire some helpers. An artist is not going to be able to do that by themselves. So if you get a commission and then you hire some artist helpers, you're going to go through that money pretty quickly. So, you know, maybe we're more in the 40 to 50,000 range. And I think you're right. We really do need more. And I hate to keep putting this off because But nobody can start on it right now anyway, right?
The idea though is to get a call for our artists out, you know, after the first of the year, so someone can be identified. You know, it'll take you probably a couple of meetings to get someone identified, and then, you know, to allow them to be able to start in the spring. And I'm just going to throw an option out there. What if you guys do vote on an amount, and let's just say, and I'm just throwing this out there, kind of spitballing, you don't have to do this, but what if you approved an amount, like say up to $50,000, you know, pending a conversation with our consultant, and you know, it's tricky, I'd have to check with legal. I don't know that you can do email voting, because you can't hold a meeting that, you know, that's not a public meeting. You know, but that might allow for some flexibility. You guys do meet January 13th. So if you felt like there, you know, that's enough time to postpone it again, you know, I'm just trying to kind of... let you know.
Can we put out something to at least the rest of the members to say we would like input from those people who didn't attend as to what their thoughts are?
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to hear what Betsy has to say. I'd like to hear what Annie has to say. I mean, yeah. There's got to be other people who are more knowledgeable that could at least, you know, but, you know, I just want to be sure we have enough that we're paying, that we attract a good enough artist that's going to look really sharp rather than, oh, there's another one. We're not meeting that vision.
I think 50,000 sounds good. Yeah. Or up to
50,000. Makes me feel better than 30.
Yeah, better than 30. If we of course make it really clear in the description that includes a lift, that includes the materials, and that includes any labor that you wish to bring on board.
Yeah, so that they know that comes out of, it's already built into the budget, but it's gonna have to get paid out of the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way they could actually walk away with $30,000 perhaps own artist fee.
And I would think as an artist, if I see 30,000 and I have to cover everything, I'm just thinking that's too big a project. But if you say 50,000 and the lift and all that will be covered out of it, you know, and your materials, they could end up with 30,000 and split it between two artists or whatever they do.
Okay, so where do we want to go, you all, so that we can move on from this subject? Because I agree that we probably do need more input. We've had some input, but we didn't get enough input from the rest of the group. I think we can ask people via email for input by a certain date. And then if we feel like 50,000 is a better number, let's just do it.
I definitely think more is a better choice. I'm kind of like in between, that like more money will attract more, I don't want to say higher quality, but more attention. I think that's the point, is getting more attention to it. And just kind of, I think 30,000 or even 35, that three sort of throws people off maybe. So there's the visuals of like a four or five at the beginning of a longer number does. I mean, it just, you know,
maybe if we use the right font.
I mean, that's part of it too. But I don't know if there's any, but I'm definitely making it clear that the lift and everything comes out of that will help that, especially if we put up that cost. But I think we got to get it out sooner than later. So I think we're kind of balancing here. If we get out too late, we might use our window in there as well. I think we advertise also that's a really excellent location. Like, money's important for an artist, but also where is my art going to be is a big selling point for what proposals you choose to do and what ones you don't. So I think really we got to show that this is really going to be a visible place in Cedar Rapids.
Right, adjacent to a convention center.
Right, right. Which we just put, how much was that sculpture, that chandelier sculpture?
Mm. That was 100, wasn't it?
The Fleming piece.
So, and I don't know if there's any verbiage you could put that there's like flexible. I don't know if there's like, you can say, like, propose an idea within this ball. I don't know. I don't think there probably is. I don't know. Like around 50,000. I don't know. Like,
I think just about anybody is going to try to figure out how to make it as close to 50,000 as possible.
Right.
And still stay under.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to say, oh, yeah, sure, I'm 35. That's
Well,
people are not going to say that.
No, they're not. So.
The only other thing I would say is that if we don't get this right now and we don't come in with what will draw enough artists to it, then we've lost a whole nother year because we're going to have to start all over again, you know, with like any of the applicants. And here goes, so we've lost all of this time right now and we're trying to get it decided in the spring market and get them started. So we have to be careful that our number is good enough so we get enough applicants. Otherwise, we're going to say none of these are any good either, and we're right back to having this whole discussion.
I agree, Lynn. And I also feel like this is a touchy piece because we don't want anyone to think that we are lowballing a project that we're doing with the Advocates for Social Justice when we've said, you know, that this is our mission. I think you're right. I mean, honestly, I say let's just go to 50 and John comes back. I'm willing to vote on it because I think that's where Betsy wanted to go anyway.
I think so too. It just looks good. Also, it's like in your brain, it's easy to, as an artist, think, okay, 50. I got to pay for lifts and everything. Okay, that looks good. It's a nice clean number.
And it's more money than I made in the last 2 years put together.
So are you going to submit a proposal?
I
have the accomplished adventure. All right. Well, so let's move on, but let's say it's 50 and let's hope John comes back so that we can vote on this and let you move forward.
Sure.
Okay. Our next item, or if we're ready to move on, is the 2022 work plan. And Stephanie sent us a copy of this with a few changes that we had asked for noted in red.
Yeah, and you know, I know you guys, that was kind of your preliminary discussion. So, you know, by no means did, I'm not trying to pass it off as as done, but it's just incorporating what you guys had recommended in October, so.
All I see is, I just see one little typo here. Instead of NAD is N on page 3.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like, yep, I see it right now. Yep, typo.
And rubric. You guys don't have this. Do you guys have this to look at? Probably found it in your email, maybe?
Yes. Do you need it, David?
I have it.
Oh, you have it. Okay.
Yeah. Earlier, too. I'm just looking it over again.
Yeah.
Real paper makes a bigger impression on me than a screen.
I do not have changes to that.
No, I don't didn't see. I've seen the changes that have been made there. This is simplifying language. Eliminating repetition.
So again, we can't vote on that.
Oops, we lost John. Did we lose John?
Yeah, he slipped away.
Oh.
Do we need to just delay this until we get form next week?
Yeah, we were hoping that we would have John get back.
It should be okay. Like, this will need to go in front of the development committee, but their next meeting is January 19th, and you guys meet before that, so that works out, and then it would go to council.
Okay, so basically we need to make sure that at our next meeting we are totally ready. 50,000 on this mural, and how do we, you know, any changes to the work plan, because the work plan is going to have to go before, well, that has to go to council too.
It will, yeah.
So can we put out an email to everybody saying, time is of the essence, we need you to look at this, we need you to be prepared, you're going to have to vote on this at the next meeting.
That's a good idea.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and actually, Lynn, the more I think about the sensitivity of the advocates for social justice, I really do think that we have to go to 50,000.
Yeah, I do too.
That needs to be on par with our other premier, our other sort of visible, most important projects in the city. It can't be one that we push off to the side.
I agree. And it's with the location and the topic, it has to be, we have to attract a good artist or don't do it at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. So in a way, it's as hard as it is that this has been delayed, I think we've come to a better place and we're going to get a better outcome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it doesn't look like he's coming back. Does anybody have any announcements or anything else that they want to do today? Because I hate to keep people if we don't have more business, because we can't really do much of anything without being able to vote on the agenda.
I don't have any.
I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah.
See you in the new year.
Yeah.
I know. Someday we're going to get to have a Christmas party. Get to.
Hey. Yes.
You know, I mean, this is horrible, isn't it?
Maybe there should be a party when the ASJ mural is done. Could be a good time, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this spring, hopefully we'll have some other things to unveil.
Yes, for sure.
The other thing I think we need to start thinking about too in the as we head into 22 is to start looking at those other sites. And that's the place that I would like our consultants to, I know they're not done with what they're doing. I'd like them to weigh in now on, give us a couple of sites that we can start thinking about, because that has held us up in the past. And so if we've got some sites to work on and we know what we've got left in budget, maybe we can do a couple of smaller projects that aren't murals, because I feel like we're getting a little muraled out.
Yeah.
In other parts of the city, start moving out of the city core and start working on that piece of the mission pretty quickly. And I would love to get some guidance on that. Do you guys feel like that's a good...
I agree, because if we're going to put 50,000 in this mural, we still have another 50,000. We could find two smaller projects, not in the downtown, and still have 25,000 apiece to do something, whatever that might be, you know, and maybe be able to get that going this year as well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It just, things take so long by the time you get us identified and get the city workers out there to look at it and see if the site works. You know, if that site gets rejected, then we're back to square one. And we all know what that feels like. And we've done such good work. I really want us to keep rolling along.
Yeah.
And Lynn's rolling off. She wants to get more done before she goes, right?
Gotta get more done because I'm leaving, guys.
I know. Okay. Smaller, not in city core. And so, Stephanie, would you ask the consultants if they would start thinking about some other sites that might be appropriate for us to start considering?
Absolutely. I'll reach out to them.
Okay. All right. So I think
I have a comment. The work plan.
Okay.
We mentioned that we want to, let me see here. I'm remembering now what I read the first time. I haven't found it again this time, but that we need to come up with some guidelines for donated art.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to put that into this thing, or is this going to be a separate document that will refer to, but I think it's important that we do that.
Yeah, David, thanks for bringing that up. If my memory serves me well, because again, I don't have my notes with me, I think the consultant said that they were going to help us draft something for that. Is that, does anybody else remember that?
I don't
remember that. I kind of thought that might be in their scope, but why don't I follow up with them on that too? And we'll get that determined.
Right, because this came out of the that plaque piece that's on the hotel, the convention center.
Oh yeah.
Is that what we're thinking of, David?
Yes. You are beautiful, yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that the consultant said that they would help us draft that. So it probably needs to get added in somewhere. Thanks for not letting that drop.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Besides Merry Christmas, thank you, Lynn, for injecting a little holiday cheer. Well, if we can't do anything else, then I want to give you guys back some time. So, you know, I think we're adjourned.
Okay.
And I'll see you
next year.
Yeah, you too. We'll see you in January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Stay warm. Do we know what day in January?
I think it's the
13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13.
Okay. I know, and it'll probably be here before we know it.
Oh my gosh.
Because I feel like I can't believe it's kind of midway through.
I'm getting my students ready for.